Welcome to this podcast about Abbott's Lagoon and Point Reyes National Seashore in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Abbott's Lagoon is a two-stage lagoon located on the northwestern coast of Point Reyes National Seashore, approximately 9 miles south-southeast of Tomales Point and 5.5 miles west-northwest of Inverness, California. The upper lagoon is a freshwater impoundment that occasionally overflows into a lower brackish section. During winter, there is occasional tidal exchange. The Coast Miwok tribe inhabited the area before 19th century European colonization. By the 1870s, the land around the lagoon was used for cattle and dairy ranching. In 1941, the U.S. Navy was granted permission to use Abbott's Lagoon for dive bombing practice for pilots from airfields in Hamilton, Santa Rosa, and Alameda. In 1952, the airspace danger areas covering this target were canceled, and the government initiated action to cancel the site's ground rights lease. In 1962, the lagoon was authorized for addition to the National Park System as part of Point Reyes National Seashore. Today, the Tule Elk Reserve encompasses the north end of the Point Reyes Peninsula, including Tomales Point. Much of the western end of the peninsula consists of pastoral lands associated with dairy and cattle ranches, maintained in cooperation with the National Park Service. The U.S. Coast Guard maintains communication stations near Abbott's Lagoon and at Palomaran Beach. Abbott's Lagoon is typically separated from the Pacific Ocean by dune sand to the west. In 2011, a significant restoration project removed up to 120 acres of invasive European beachgrass and ice plant from the dunes south of the lagoon. This initiative, known as the Abbott's Lagoon Coastal Dune Restoration Project, aims to restore natural dune processes and functions in an ecosystem that supports at least 11 threatened and endangered species. The ecological value of this area has been severely compromised by the rapid spread of these non-native species, originally planted to stabilize dunes for nearby development. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.